Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Gentlemen, I'm doing great.
You remember that call? You remember that call, Kevin? That was epic.
I don't know. The key to that call is at the very end when I give the score. It's 11-6. You got a long way to go.
I'm tired.
Oh man, that's crazy.
There's nothing like NBA basketball, though. I know you were out for a little bit. You're back now. You're up in Portland. I mean, you've covered other sports, obviously football and them all, but there's nothing really like calling an NBA game, is there?
Not for me, Pop, and it's great to hear your voice. It really isn't for me. You know, a kid growing up in central Indiana, and I love baseball, and I used to listen to all the greats. You know, the three generations of the Careys, two generations of the Bucks, Bob Prince, KDKA in Pittsburgh, Al Michaels when he was doing the Cincinnati Reds. Remember that?
Yeah, with Tom Brenneman,
I go that far back, you know, listen to great AM radio. But for me, it was always the ABA Pacers, which came on the scene in 67 when I was, just coming of age in junior high. And some of those great Indiana Pacer ball clubs, you know, perennial ABA champions and so forth. And for me, it was just always about basketball because, you know, you're locked indoors in those dreary Midwest winters when it's 14 degrees and blowing snow sideways. And, you know, it's too flat to ski and, you know, you don't know how to skate. So you go play basketball, man. And, you know, high school basketball was always the thing on a Friday or Saturday night. And that's kind of what we did. So, I'm still a high school kid that just loves to do basketball. And, you know, I would do it at probably any level. It just so happens the NBA is hiring me and I'm still working.
So you, my first job out of college was the Indiana Pacers. And Bob Leonard was my broadcast partner and, you know Mel Daniels well and Roger Brown and Bob Nedelicki and all those guys. And the championships were they on WIBC? Was Bob Lamy doing the games back then? That was probably too far back.
So back then, Jerry Baker was actually who I think did the TV at the time, may have done the TV at the time you were in Indianapolis. And then they had the great Joe McConnell, who was another terrific radio voice. And Joe did, I mean, he was with the Phoenix Suns. He did the Chicago Bears. He did the White Sox at one time. You know, Joe was just a great voice. And I grew up listening to a lot of Jerry Baker, Joe McConnell. And then Bob Lamy joined the broadcast, came over from doing the Central Hockey League, or the old WHA, remember that, the World Hockey Association. He came over and then started with the Indiana Pacers and had a good long run, and then, of course, went over to the Indianapolis Colts, where he worked for a number of years. So, yeah, growing up in Indianapolis, there were a number of really fine voices that were on the air, and I obviously had the good fortune to work with a couple of those guys.
The great Kevin Calabro is joining us, Blazers and Warriors, tonight at Chase Center. So get us caught up on what's going on. Chauncey Billups is in, 11-14. That's not normally where the Blazers are. Got some injury issues. What's happening with the Blazers?
Well, they're not playing well. I mean, they've lost six of the last seven. They gave up 145 points to Boston a couple of nights ago. And two nights before that, they gave up 31 points, a 31-point loss to San Antonio. They've beaten Detroit in the last seven games, and that's the extent of it. They went on the road and lost by 22 to Utah, lost by 15 to Golden State here back around Thanksgiving as well. So it's not been good for the Blazers. Chauncey Billups, I think, ultimately is going to be a really fine NBA coach. Right now, he is trying to install the new concepts defensively and offensively. to a ball club that frankly has not been good defensively. They were 29th in the NBA a year ago. There was hope that they would be improved with a new system and a fresh outlook with a first-year coach, in Chauncey Billups, and that has not been the case. It has not helped that Damian Lillard got off to a very tough shooting start at the beginning of the year, and C.J. McCollum has not really been able to ignite either. And then injuries set in, Dame with the abdominal, and now C.J. with a punctured lung. So things are, not going well for the Portland Trailblazers. The upside is it's still very early in the season. As you know, the Blazers have brand new management. The team president, Chris McGowan, stepped away a month ago to take a job in Detroit. Neil O'Shea was dismissed as the general manager on the basketball side. We have an interim GM by the name of Joe Cronin, who has been with the organization since 2004. He's been the capologist for the Blazers for the last near decade. And I think Joe is a guy that, for the time being anyway, has the interim level. I think he's a guy that can steer the ship in the right direction. The thing that the Blazers have to do first and foremost when it comes to that type of business is they're $3 million over the cap. They've got to get that reduced so they're not into the repeater category where they're paying $3 on a dollar for every dollar they're over the cap. They just can't do that. And as you know, there have been all kinds of speculation about Damian Lillard and what kind of contract extension he would get into the year, into his age of 35, 36, looking down the road, about a $100 million payoff in the an option is available to Dame this coming summer. And, of course, all of this in light of the seeming discontent that Dame had with the way things were going this past summer when he expressed that. Blazers tried to come out and build around him. Of course, a new coach dismissed Terry Stotts after a real nice run of 9 years with the Blazers and 8-year run of making the playoffs in a Western Conference final. Just a few years ago, where they lost to the Warriors 4-0. They went out and got Larry Nance in the offseason as a key free agent. They signed Norman Powell, of course, in the offseason after trading for him midway through the year last year. Those were two big additions to the club, but just hasn't clicked yet for the Blazers.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Yeah, obviously in years past, in the Western Finals you referenced, there was the two best backcourts in basketball going at each other. And we're not going to have Steph and Clay. It'll be Steph and Jordan Poole. So just for tonight, you mentioned the rib situation. That sounds gnarly with CJ. He didn't play the last game against the Clippers. And Dame has missed now 4 in a row. Abdomen tendinopathy, a word that I learned with Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio. So what's up with the great Dame or either of these two great scoring guards going to play tonight, Kev?
No, they will not. It's December 1st, Pop. That was the Blazers put out a release that said that Dame would be sidelined for at least 10 days, and then there would be reevaluation. So we haven't come up on that yet. And CJ, that was just a development late last night where they released that he actually had a punctured lung. So that's, nothing to trifle with. So that's undetermined on whether, when he will be back, but he won't be playing tonight. So those two are definitely out. In the meantime, you've got Dennis Smith Jr., which, has really been an interesting story coming on and making the squad in the offseason as a free agent. I mean, this guy was a high lottery pick by the Dallas Mavericks 5 years ago and played point against the Los Angeles Clippers in a loss just a couple of nights ago. He had 13.7 assists, played well in 38 minutes. So Dennis is doing what he can. In the meantime, you've got Norman Powell, who had 29 in that loss to the Los Angeles Clippers, and you know, Norm has just been so solid this year. With everything else going on, you kind of snooze on the fact that, you know, Norm's just doing terrific work for this Blazer basketball team. And some other, you know, injuries that certainly have not helped along the way. And so that's what you got. It's what you go to war with tonight against, you know, a ball club that looks to have all the championship caliber and shine right now and at its disposal with Klay Thompson coming back soon, right? A nice Christmas gift for the folks here in the Bay Area.
And no doubt. Kevin Calabro joining us, the great voice of the Blazers. Blazers and Warriors go at it tonight. 16 sounds crazy for Steph to break the record tonight. His career high is 13, but knowing Chauncey Billups, will he have an extra message to his team like, hey, it ain't happening tonight?
You know, I think Chauncey has given his club every kind of message that he possibly can, to be honest with you. I mean, he has been very vocal. He has been very public about his disenchantment, disdain, distaste, dislike. He's just been dissed defensively. I mean, just the way this club has approached the defensive end of the floor. So I think the message has gotten through loud and clear. And if it's not abundantly clear to them now, defensively, I don't know what is. But you know, this is one of the worst teams in the NBA when it comes to opponent field goal percentage. I've lost track. You know, it's upwards of 38%, probably 28th right now in the league. I haven't polished my notes this morning, so I apologize, but it's not good. I mean, there have been some very bad three-point shooting teams that have come into the Blazers' own building and just lit them up from three. So it's, you know, and that's part, I think, of adjusting defensively to a new system and a new approach. I mean, they're asking Jusuf Nurkić, who's, you know, probably close to 300 pounds, to rather than in this the old defensive coverage where the center kind of just drops in above the restricted area, they're asking him to rise up around the free throw line and hedge and recover and shadow and trace and tag and do all those kinds of things that a big man has to do to get involved in a pick and roll. And then you're asking weak side defenders that have to rotate, something the Blazers really had not been asked to do in their system over the last several years. You've got to rotate over to those shooters that become open along in the corner. And you're asking, you know, a downsized guard in a lot of times when you have Dame, when you have CJ healthy, and Norman Powell playing a small forward, you've got three guys at 6'3". You know, they're rotating out, trying to close out and so forth on shooters out of the corner. So, you know, this is all – it's just kind of a perfect storm. It's kind of come together. Having said that, I kind of dwell on the fact that it's still early. The Blazers are three games under .500, although the schedule gets dramatically tougher moving forward, albeit home games, but against real tough competition.
Great stuff. Casey, it's always great to catch up with you. It's great to hear your voice again, and we'll see you over there tonight. Thanks, as always.
Guys, my pleasure. We'll see you over there. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Kev.
As Kevin just said there, Portland, 111.3 points per game. That's 26th in the association. They're 47.6 on field goal percentage, 29th. And against the three ball, they're 38.6%, which is dead last. So, as he said, they're struggling.
And they've been bad defensively really throughout. I mean, with their offensive players, if they just would have tightened up what they had defensively and they just never put the group around them. Nurkić has had a lot of injuries. I'm sure he'll be a featured player tonight. So based on what he said, the great Dame has been declared out for a while, so there's no gray area. He's not
or
playing.
Or CJ.
CJ, that sounds bad. Punctured lung?
Yeah. So
how does that change your thought? Because the Warriors could be up like 50 at halftime tonight.
Yeah, I think the odds should be even higher because, like you said, there's two ways that he could have gotten this with Damian Lillard around. A, they could have gone head-to-head because Dame seemingly always plays well, even though it's not in Oakland anymore. It's still the Warriors. And he seems to always play well in here and rise up his game like he doesn't anywhere else, but he certainly does here. And then, like you said, then they stay in the game a little bit if they have those guys in the backcourt. If they don't, then you're up 40 going into the fourth quarter. And, look, Steph knows the deal. This isn't something that's going to expire. It's not milk or bread. He can get this. It's just on the road. It's, you know, you'd rather see it at home. But like you said, it's...
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. you can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.